This is Wesley and Peter from Red Flag Poetry, and we're sitting down with December's poet, Amanda Oakes. And Amanda, we usually start our interviews by asking about the most interesting piece of mail that you recently received. Is there something that sticks out in your mind?
Besides my Red Flag Poetry postcard?
Besides your Red Flag Poetry postcard, which of course is always interesting.
I receive a lot of small press chapbooks and indie press books. My friend April Michelle Bratton just put out a book called Anne with an E, and it is a chapbook inspired by Anne of Green Gables. So that was pretty cool. Yeah, I could keep going with the list of books, but that's probably, yeah.
Well, that's pretty, so speaking of inspiration then, because Anne of Green Gables sounds like a really neat inspiration for a book, but your poem Insurgency has a mix of music and kind of everyday life, and I always like the imagery of coffee, but it's also significant that it's on a music note, which I'd like to ask you about too, but was there a piece of inspiration for this poem, or do you find inspiration in the same place as usually? Either or, all of those questions.
This particular poem, the image that it started with, I wrote this quite a long time ago, probably like 10 years ago. I was living with Kurt, my partner, and we were living in his mom's townhouse in Philadelphia, and she hadn't been living there for a while. So everything was sort of, we came back from California, and we were sort of just, like, squatting there for a little while till we found a place to live. And her piano was there, and it was dusty. Nobody had played it. And we were, you know, going to the kitchen to get coffee, and I remember writing it during that time. So that's where the imagery started off as, in the poem, I guess, from living there that little bit of time. And
do you find inspiration usually in daily moments like that? Was that unique, or do you tend to pull inspiration from similar places or other places?
I used to write a lot from moments during my day, little snippets. I would write a lot in notebooks, but I was always on the go then, so there was a lot of outside information all the times, but now that I'm like a work-at-home mom, I'm finding inspiration in other places. So,
you mentioned notebooks. Do you actually handwrite things out in a notebook, or do you use electronic ways to?
I write more so on the computer now. If I go out somewhere, I'll take a notebook, or if I have like an image or a line that I'll just write it down on something. But I don't journal as much as I used to. Actually, I don't journal at all too much anymore. But, yeah, mostly on the computer now.
So what about the image? This image matches really well. And for anybody who might not know who has this postcard, Amanda also did the artwork that goes along with the poem.
But also, you can see this now online.
Oh, so you can actually just go see it online, yes, if you don't have it in hand. But the artwork is also Amanda's. So where did that come from? It's subtle, and yet it matches really well, the poem itself. And why that particular format? Because that was one of the reasons you designed the artwork, if I remember correctly, that the format of the poem was in a music note anyway.
Right. Yeah. So I wanted to sort of play off the form that the poem was in. So that's why I chose the music note. And then the piano is, of course, inside the poem. And I don't know.
Did you do all of the background image on this yourself, or is this something that you put together?
It's all digital stuff. It's like a digital collage. So I took like a Photoshop's brush and put the music notes all over, and then put a texture over it, and then used the just a paintbrush to put the. I'm looking at that when I was doing it. I was thinking of the red string, the connecting people. So mm-hmm. That's why I used that. But yeah.
So do you see a connection between this kind of artwork and poetry, either in your own work or in others, because Amanda also is the powerhouse behind Word Stance, a small press, and weekly online journal?
Tuesdays and Thursdays, so bi-weekly.
Yeah. And often the poetry is accompanied by amazing artwork, and the books that Amanda designs are also phenomenally, just the imagery really matches the poets in a really awesome way. So how do you choose those kinds of images?
Usually I make all the book covers on my own, using stuff that I will pay for, like stock images that I'll pay for, or just making it on my own from free stuff online. It just depends on really what the book, how it inspires me to, if I choose a piece from it or if I just try to center it around the book's sort of theme, if it has one.
So you also recently put out a really awesome, it's a little bit longer than a chapbook.
A little bit.
But Where'd You Put the Keys, Girl? Is a really awesome collection that I've heard pieces of before seeing it all together in this collection. So do you want to tell us a bit about the collection and the inspiration for the collection, which is really cool, and then we'd love to hear something from it.
Okay. Well, I started doing these music-inspired chapbooks where I take songs from artists that I really adore, and I take so many of their songs and I make erasure poems out of the songs, which is really, I've done like erasure poetry and found poetry, but doing this as a whole,
maybe if somebody doesn't know what erasure poetry is, can you perhaps?
Right. So you take a piece of text, and it can be from a newspaper or a magazine, it can be song lyrics, it can be any sort of block of text, and you erase or black out lines in the text, and you sort of find words or lines inside the text to make your own piece of poetry. So when I started to do that, there was like a lot of aha moments going through those when I was doing them. They were surprising me doing them. So I was inspired to keep writing those or keep doing those, but also take a lyric from the song and use like a little short lyric as the title for an original sister poem. So in the book, it's an erasure poem on the left side and then an original poem on the right side. And it's getting me to write, so I'm continuing to do them because they're like, I don't know, writer's block is a thing with me. So I'll go through like months without writing anything, and then I'll just like have like a burst of inspiration, and these are keeping me consistently writing, so I'm continuing to do them. So this one, the one that I put on for free online, Where'd You Put the Keys, Girl, is all based around Tori Amos's music, and yeah.
So is there one that you would read for us?
Where'd You Put the Keys, Girl? I dream about the last time I saw you all the time, but the scene always changes and we are rain, dropping through the wind and the sky from the cloud we were born in. I watched us gather up everything around us for our fall, just like the way we still carry all the best parts of each other with us when we're awake. There's always a carousel of questions as we sink into the fume. Are the trees still holding all the colors of autumn? How brutal will our collision be? Will we turn snow? How long before the earth soaks us back up again? When will we ride the river? Will the ocean accept our sins? And then the scene cuts to us exchanging keys to the doors of our chests, and you never wipe your boots before you come in, and that's okay. Because someone else swept the welcome mat years ago. So I built a mudroom, but in the mudroom is when we realize that your torso is the bow of the key and my skirt is the bit, and we have to rearrange our entire lives to make it work. So instead of working together, we break ourselves in half. And then the scene cuts to you, and all my mystery is hanging off your beard, and I tell you not to look down. Don't look down. Don't look down. And then the scene cuts, and you give me your feet to wear as shoes. Cuts. You're an owl perched on my arm. Cuts. I'm steering a boat in the beautiful storm of your hair. Cuts. I'm wearing a dress of alarm clocks, and they're all going off. Cuts. We're tearing ourselves in half. Cuts. You're fishing from the top of a lighthouse. Cuts. The moon is a button on God's coat. Cut. We kiss for the first time. Cut. We kiss for the first time. Cut. We kiss for the first time and never stop.
That was awesome.
Very, very good.
You can find that chapbook for free online at Amanda's website, WordStance. WordStance.com.
WordStance.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to another awesome Red Flag Poetry interview, and we'll catch you next week.
Yes.